to saving the victory before you move on?
I think we definitely took some time to enjoy it today, and I think we did a lot of good things yesterday. It's obviously what enabled us to win the game, but we'll hit the reset button here shortly and be ready to move on to next week.
What's the confidence of this football team right now?
I think we feel good about ourselves, and we know that if we play to our potential, that we're a tough team to beat. So we just have to continue to focus on playing well and executing, and hopefully that'll work out for us.
Matthew, last week this locker room was filled with a lot more people than normal, asking a lot of questions about whether or not you guys would be able to overcome injuries, off-the-field things. How often do you guys just sort of shake your head and say, when will you learn? We always seem to overcome things.
Well, look, we're very fortunate, and we understand that, you know, there are no guarantees in this game, and, you know, we've been fortunate to have the success that we've had. Especially every year, it seems like it's something different that we have to overcome. So I don't think we're going to, you know, become prideful or arrogant. We understand how fortunate we are.
What did you guys accomplish today?
Let's just take a look at the game film and, you know, look at the good and the bad. It's never as good as you think, never as bad as you think. There's always something to learn from the game film.
What'd you take, Graham, from something that maybe wasn't as good as
me? I think execution down the stretch, we're going to have to continue to improve upon that and continue to try to do things at a high level, try to minimize our mistakes, and then make sure we don't beat ourselves going forward.
I think Bill said yesterday this isn't an easy place to play, but when you look at the long-term success this franchise has had, does it make maybe all the extra work coming in on a Sunday after you have a big win make it all worth it?
Certainly. All of us are here for one reason. Coach signs players for one reason. We play the game for one reason, and same way it was, you know, back at recess. You want to be the team that wins, and to have success and winning makes it all worth it. It makes the game fun and makes the hardships that you go through worth it. So that being said, it is tough to play here, but we've got a good situation here. We know that as players.
What's the toughest part about playing here?
Coach Belichick's very demanding coach, and you know his expectation level is very high, and sometimes it's higher than you may have for yourself, and you know he really brings it out of you. He brings the best out of players, and you know he makes us work, but I think in the long run it pays off.
I think when you watch the film, how much different does the offense look with Julian out there after missing him for?
It certainly makes a big difference with the rhythm and you know the confidence of everybody. So he's, you know, obviously a big part of what we do.
Are you going to watch the games today?
I'm going to enjoy my family today. Got a 7-week-old at the house, so I'm going to watch him.
Is that really enjoying yourself?
Oh, no question. That's my son. It's more important than football, certainly.
What was it like in the film room when they saw you getting blocked by 3 guys on that 1 point?
Joe Judge is like, I don't really know what to tell you here. Not a whole lot of coaching points for a triple team. So.
Is that the first time you've seen that?
May have happened one other time in my career that I can remember.
Take that as a compliment, right?
Yes, I guess so. We'll take it as a compliment.
Matt, you guys have been fortunate enough to play in this game 5 straight years now. What makes this week just feel so different?
You know, just everything's at stake. It's one game to get a chance to play for a world championship. So it's a special week. A lot of teams work hard to get to this point, and not many have had the chance to do it. So it's pretty surreal that we've been able to play in this game 5 years in a row, and, you know, we're really excited about it.
As a captain, will you make sure everybody in this locker room gets that message?
Certainly, and I think that the guys already do understand that. We have guys around here like Steven Jackson, who's played in this league for 12 years and never been at this point. You know, we all have friends that play at other places that haven't been able to experience this. So I think we all understand, those of us who've been here a while, how fortunate we are.
Do you see a big benefit in that, you know, having gone through the media and kind of all the grind that this week is and several others in this locker room have as well?
I think so. I think, you know, we know how to manage our expectations. We know how to, you know, ignore some of the noise that's going on outside of this building and just focus on playing football. That's really what it is. It's It's the same game that we played preseason game one. It's about playing football and trying to execute it at a high level.
Any rooting interest in today's game? Would you like to play at home next Sunday?
It you know what? It really doesn't matter. We're just excited to be in the game next week.
Good answer. I want to talk about Dan Tidd on Fleming. What did you guys see when going back and looking at the film? And I guess just what are your thoughts on that play?
You know, I just say as a general rule of thumb, as a gunner, we're coached to be aware for that situation. If you don't see a fair catch, you know, you're open to be blocked by the returner. And I know that's something that's come up for us. I think Brother Sproles tried to take my head off earlier this year. So, you know, it happens. I know it's kind of a tough play there, especially when a guy's getting hit that way. So, but for gunners moving forward, we definitely want to be aware of that as we cover down.
Thanks. All right, guys.